You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, we need to turn the attention to intern Brandon now. Hey, mama, they call me Reason. You should be with me. I got a pocket full of reason. Oh, it's been a long 48 hours. A long 48 hours in the life of intern Brandon.
Lazy lover.
Intern Brandon, let's go ahead and let's reset this.
All right.
All right, tell us the story of you and one Lacey, 11-year-old Lacey, that was built like she was 12 and a half back in the
day. Okay. It was 1998. It was summertime. I still lived in New York, but my dad lived down here, and we used to spend summers with my dad. And he didn't want me around all that much, so he signed me up for tennis camp. So at this tennis camp, I distinctly remember one girl from the camp, Lacey, and we became friends, and it was sort of a summer fling, the type of thing, you know, really a fling.
Did you kiss her?
No.
You hold 12. Hands?
Maybe. I think so. I don't know. Maybe.
Like holding hands when you're 11 years
old.
It's
a big deal.
At least when we were younger, was a really big deal.
We ate lunch together.
Now it's nothing.
If that was anything, we ate lunch together.
Did you let her hold your balls?
Oh. Your tennis balls?
Yeah. Tennis camp.
Yeah. Yeah. She held my balls. Yeah.
Oh, we're always 11
years old. She played with my racket, too, if you want to go right there, yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Look at Jeff is so impressed with himself
yes.
right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm tired today, and that line is going to get me through to 10 o'clock.
So you're 11, 12 years old or whatever, and then after summer camp, did you guys continue to talk, or was it over then?
Not really. Yeah, it was over. It was for the era of cell phones, so... It was no real.
Sad.
Yeah. So you couldn't text?
No, you couldn't text.
And
no.
You're not going to really
There's
talk
no
to her.
Facebooking back then. Mm-hmm. No. Way back in the day before Facebook. So.
So how often do you think of this girl? Like once a month, once a year, every now and then?
My dad. Every time I talk to my dad, he seemingly brings it up. I don't know why. Maybe because he has nothing else better to do with his life.
Does he like a lot of 11-year-old girls or just this one?
You know, I don't know, you know. Whatever floats his boat, you know. But.
Inappropriate.
Your face is going to be up in a post office someday. I swear.
I'm not the one obsessed over the 11-year-old from tennis camp.
So, yeah, every time I talk to him, he seemingly brings her up.
He's like, how about that Lacey?
Yeah, he's like, what about that Lacey girl?
Lacey. All right, so this is years and years ago, and Brandon's just curious what she's up to. Jeff, are you giving the update? Because I got zero info.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, no, this is
good.
like a legitimate update?
Yeah.
The bad news is she's not on with us.
Okay, well, last time we had girls on relating to me, it didn't go too well.
Well, you know what?
How about this, Bert? I'll do the bad news, and you do the good news.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Okay.
There is good news.
There's light at the end of your little 11-year-old rainbow. The girl Lacey, as soon as we talked about it, we started getting phone calls, and the rumor was that she was married. Okay. Getting married.
Engaged mm-hmm. or something, right?
So we started getting phone calls that she people knew who she was and that she was in a relationship and she was getting married. And we thought those were pretty credible considering one of them was her maid of honor. But we wanted before we brought it to you, we wanted to do the research. And we did. And it's true. Lacey's getting married, so that's sad. We did ask her if, you know, she'd be willing, if she wanted to come on and talk to you, and she... declined. She thought it was creepy.
Yeah, probably.
But
which I think is, as a sidebar here, I think it's kind of ridiculous that she thinks it's creepy. Just like,
does she really think it's creepy?
It's 10 years ago.
According to her maid of honor, she just thought it was a little bit.
I mean, you come on the radio, you say, hey, I remember you. Yeah, I'm getting engaged, and it's over. I don't
Some
know
people just think the radio is creepy.
Yeah.
Well, with Jeff making comments like that.
Jeff is creepy.
I wonder why.
So
I don't take it personally.
Again, not the one looking for the 11-year-old. So she's not going to come
she's
on with
She's not 11 now.
So that was sad. That was a bummer. But in the meantime, we got an email that Bert will read that is a ray of sunshine in your life of misery.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
Because when one door closes,
perhaps
yet another window opens. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Bert. What's up? My name is Andrea, and I'm a sophomore at... This next line is going to be a big one here. If it's high school, not fun.
At Brookwood.
At Georgia Highlands College.
Yes. Whew.
On my way to school, I was listening to the show, which I love, and heard the love lost and found for the young woman, Lacey, for intern Brandon. Though I listened to the show because of my sleeping habits, I don't listen daily, so I didn't know who he was or had ever heard his voice. To get to the point, Bert, I can say that I find myself being attracted to him.
Hey.
Wow.
What's going on?
Meow.
His playful personality and his ability to take a joke about his persona kind of made me jiggle.
Jiggle?
She wrote jiggle? Jiggle? I don't think I read that. Is it really jiggle?
Maybe it's giggle. My bad.
Now who's creepy?
Creepy.
Wow.
This segment just
no wonder Lacey didn't
want to
come
twist.
On this show.
Wendy, you can give me as much crap as you want because I gave you crap yesterday.
I know. Even for saying frustrated. Now you say giggle as
jiggle. Jiggle.
Jiggle
now, what? Not that I'm asking for some sort of date or anything because I have had a lot of alcohol, work, and so on and so forth, but I was just wondering if there was any way that I can just have a simple conversation with him.
Well,
a simple conversation is on the radio where it's totally and completely comfortable, then yes, you can.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, guys. Way not to be creepy with this.
Here's Andrea. Hey, Andrea.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is
hey, Andrea.
Intern Brandon, Andrea.
How you doing?
Hi.
And you're not being paid to do
you,
this, are you?
It's giggle, and I never had alcohol to fix that, too, also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that something that Bert just inserted
yeah,
into your email?
I don't know where you got alcohol from, but she
I think he's implying that a girl would have to have alcohol just to be able to hold a conversation with
me. She doesn't say
me.
Alcohol at all anywhere in that email.
Thanks, Bert. Thanks.
Did you just put that in there?
He did.
He said it, yes.
Makes her jiggle when she needs alcohol to talk to me.
What is going on?
Let me correct where Bert
made it.
It
says because I have a lot with school, and I, for whatever reason,
oh my
said
God,
alcohol.
Alcohol.
Gee.
Dumbass.
Freudian. Surprise?
But I do think we have to address the very next line, which I'll read, Bert, because who knows what you would do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
There is one problem with Andrea.
Oh, no. What?
She's black.
Oh, yes.
And I did not say that was a problem.
And Brandon said he does not date black
I never
girls.
Said I only do not.
There's a little too attitude if you're
but
black.
She
right?
says she gets teased by her friends for acting white.
Oh. Yeah. Just like Brandon.
Yeah, basically by five people.
Andrea, are you offended that Brandon has said that he won't date or has not dated black girls before?
Actually, I'm not, because I remember the lady who called yesterday was saying, you know, she didn't understand. I totally understand, because I've never actually dated anyone who was darker than myself. Like, I've only dated people who were, like, my chocolate skin tone and lighter. So
okay.
I understand where he's coming from. And it's not that I don't like them. You know, I've seen plenty of attractive, really dark men. But after a while, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not really interested.
Now, Brandon, does she have an attitude that you can deal with? It sounds like she's pretty nice to me.
Yeah, she sounds cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't sound like the lady who called up Monday with the snappy finger attitude.
She did have that
Yeah,
attitude.
She had that.
Oh, no, I don't
She's going to come to the radio and smack me.
Andrea, I think like one of the prerequisites for Brandon here is that you got to dig baseball. Do you like sports in any way, shape, or form?
I don't know any sports because nobody will ever explain them.
Oh, Brandon will.
Oh, Brandon will. Nice move. Nice move.
I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to learn anything, but nobody is willing to explain it to me.
Be
so.
Careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You know what? You're going to be calling us in 10 days with that same exact sentence, but it's going to be a complaint.
You are not kidding.
In 10 days, I think I can explain the infield fly rule to her.
Hey, Brandon, here's the part where you ask her to go to a Braves game with you.
Okay. Hey, let's go to a Braves game.
No, ask her, do you want to?
Oh, do you want to go to a Braves game?
With me.
With me.
On
Brandon.
A date.
On a date.
I would love to, yes.
All right.
Money on the
jump.
All right,
let's
awesome.
Make this happen. Nice. Let's absolutely make this happen.
Hey, Bert, can we get the SunTrust seats?
Probably not.
Probably not. It's
second
worth a
date,
shot, though.
I'll tell you what, if you make it through
Brandon,
three dates with her, I'll work on the SunTrust seats.
Just so you know, the game is going to be about her, not about where you're sitting. You don't want to be sitting in a place that's going to get you sexually aroused more than the girl you're sitting next to.
Isn't that anywhere in Turner Field for him?
Yeah. It's just stepping on the property.
O-M-G.
You know, when the Braves take the field, that's when, you know, the fun begins.
Lucky chipper.
Hey, Andrea, we will absolutely put you on hold, and we will provide tickets to the Braves game. And, yeah, we'll set you two up.
Okay.
For sure, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
This could be your destiny.
I'm being totally honest. I'm nervous about you taking her out for the first time at a Braves game.
It's either going to go really, really well, or you're just going to continuously talk for 9 innings and it's going to go off.
I don't think you'll be able to focus on her. I think you're going to be talking about baseball the whole time.
I think I will because the Braves aren't that good.
The Bird Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.